rolling.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, with a style that looks to the past, examines the present, and is tailored just for you. Find new roads. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Roland, where are you this morning?
In the nation's capital, Tom. All the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta wanted to say hello. Grand weekend. More than 50,000 in D.C., so they said, hey, what's up? So many of our listeners at the celebration there. It was a tough weekend, obviously, when the verdict came down on Saturday. Angie Stone, so many others, gave paid tribute to Trayvon Martin and his family from the stage. Tom, the big question now is obviously, what's next? What are the legal options? One of them is whether or not the Department of Justice will file federal charges against George Zimmerman. The question is, though, how tough of a road will they have? Joining me right now, he is the commissioner of the Texas Education Agency, but before he was appointed to that job in a previous life, he was a federal prosecutor, prosecuted hate crimes and others on civil rights charges. Michael Williams joins us this morning. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Ro. How you doing?
Walk us through this, Michael, because people just say, oh, hey, you could go after him for federal charges. What must the DOJ meet? What requirement must they meet to even get to that point?
There are two principal elements in any federal criminal civil rights charge. One is that the defendant has to be motivated by racial animosity or some kind of group animosity. In this case, it would be racial animosity. But the second one would be that he has to deprive the victim, Mr. Martin, of some kind of federally protected interest. And the law is fairly specific about what that is. In the Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Act, it says it has to be to deprive him of being engaged in interstate or foreign commerce or maritime or territorial affairs. I don't think either of those would be in play here. Sort of deprive him of voting rights or public accommodations or engage in a public facility.
Or just trying to go home from the store.
Well, but see, Tom, that's not exactly contemplated in federal law.
No?
He was walking down a private street in a gated neighborhood. And so one of the things that we do know is that unit, the Criminal Sexual Civil Rights Division, has some of the best prosecutors in this country. They've got the best law enforcement agency in the world. They're going to dispatch those folks if they haven't already done so. They're going to go back down to Sanford.
What civil rights of Trayvon's did Zimmerman break?
Could they use in a case?
And that's what they're going to have to find. That's why I said they're going to dispatch those prosecutors.
He didn't call him the N-word or anything like that. He wasn't part of a hate group organization. Well,
but let's do this, Tom. Let's assume that there's overwhelming evidence that he was motivated by race. Let's just put that off to the side. Mm-hmm. That only gets you halfway. Now we got to find the prosecutor's going to have to find a federally protected interest, and that's going to be the tough challenge.
So the federally protected interest means, was he denied, as you said earlier, denied something? Being Trayvon, going from the store to the home, that the law explicitly says someone cannot prevent it from doing.
Explicitly says in the Matthew Shepard James Byrd law that was filed after I left. I left the agency back in the 80s, but it's this interstate or foreign commerce. It says maritime or territorial affairs. In Section 245, it lists education, voting, public accommodations, public facility. It lists what those federal protected interests are.
So what does the Department of Justice have if they're gonna file charges?
What would you suggest that they do?
What I would urge us all to do, let's let those fabulous lawyers at DOJ and those fantastic FBI agents go do their work and let them go try to find something. Maybe Mr. Zimmerman said in his homeowners association meetings that he didn't want black folks in the neighborhood. Maybe he was concerned about too many black folks coming through there. Maybe there's evidence of that.
But that didn't come up in the trial.
Well, it didn't come up in the trial, maybe because it wasn't necessary in the state murder case. Remember, there was evidence You didn't need that in the state verdict case.
And also remember, the judge also precluded the prosecution from bringing up racial profiling. They could mention profiling, but they couldn't make racial profiling. And so, Michael, what you're also saying is that there could be some potential evidence that the prosecutors in the state trial did not bring up that could be used against him in a potential federal trial.
Right, because it wasn't necessary in the state case. There are different elements. There's different evidence that's required. You know, I prosecuted a home burning by a young white supremacist in Louisville, Kentucky. And before he burned down the house, he told his buddies, I don't want black folks over here. He saw the African-American mother with her three kids moving in. When they left to go get the rest of this stuff,
That's pretty clear cut, yeah.
In the meantime, he burned it down.
So would you use Zimmerman saying that they have gotten away with this too often and those guys never get caught, or those guys in reference to the black suspects in the home robberies?
We got to tie it to a federal interest. What you just laid out is probably the racial motivation. Now you got to tie it, let's say, to housing. I don't want you living in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you walking from the store to your...
Walking.
That's too vague, huh?
There's not a federal protected interest to walk on a private street in a gated community. Mm. He wasn't walking down the highway. He wasn't trying to get to the interstate.
Okay, if you were a betting man, what would you bet would be the chances of the Department of Justice
knowing what you know and the experience that you have,
what are the chances of the Department of Justice getting justice for Trayvon?
Well, the reason Roland and I had this conversation, because I tweeted yesterday that they have a tall mountain to climb. Mm. It's going to be tough. Based on what I know now. But that's just based on what I know now.
And you say
we've got the best law enforcement agents in the world.
Wait to see what they have.
And some of the best prosecutors in the country.
They got to uncover something.
If the evidence can be developed, they will develop it.
Interesting.
Michael Williams, former U.S. prosecutor.
When are they going to file charges? The Department of Justice.
Oh no! The DOJ lawyers take their time.
It's going to be deliberate.
They're going to go down. They're going to interview everybody in Sanford, Florida, to try to make this case. They won't do it in a hurry.
Okay. All right,
Michael Williams. Thanks a bunch.
Take care, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Bye bye.
Good guess, Roland.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was interesting. I still don't understand, but that was interesting.
That's a lawyer for you.